أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فأما الإنسان إذا ما ابتلاه ربه فأكرمه ونعمه فيقول ربي أكرمن. In the previous ayats, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala explained the first subject of the surah, the first theme, and that is that where Allah Ta'ala will punish for the wrongdoers if He has not forgiven them in the year after. But man should take a lesson that in this world was severe punishments Allah Ta'ala had given great and mighty nations, and all their power and pomp and nothing could avail them, help them. So man should take a lesson and not break the laws of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. He should fear Allah Ta'ala and be subservient and be obedient to Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala at all times. From here Allah discusses the second part of the surah, which is also a very important and a great lesson for each one of us, that we take this lesson and we don't fall prey to this folly. And that is, in the first part, there are two parts to this. In the first part, Allah Ta'ala says, فَأَمَّا الْإِنسَانُ إِذَا مَبْتَلَاهُ رَبُّهُ. So, aadmi jo hai, jab chaanche usko Rab. When Allah Ta'ala tests a person, and this test comes in two forms here, which Allah Ta'ala is referring to in this instance. The one test is, فَأَكْرَمَهُ وَنَعْمَهُ. Phir usko izzat de aur usko ni'mat de. Allah gives that person honor and Allah Ta'ala bestows His blessings upon him. Then that person says, فَيَقُولُ رَبِّي أَكْرَمَنْ. To kahe, mere Rab ne mujhko izzat di. He says, my Allah has given me honor. The ulama, mufassirin explained this, that Allah Ta'ala is the sole controller and the sole giver of conditions. Sometimes Allah Ta'ala gives a person of prosperity, comfort, health, great ni'mat. This is also solely from Allah Ta'ala's side. But when man gets it, some of us perhaps verbally we say that I worked very hard for it and I deserve this. Well, many of us, we demand our rights also. Demanding our rights is also in a sense that I deserve this. With the wife we demand our rights, with other people we demand our rights. So in other words, we are claiming that I deserve this position. Whereas it is a sole gift from Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali says that if a person even in piety, he became a great sheikh, Allah had blessed him with a great position, and he feels, because I made lot of mujahada and I made lot of effort and lot of sacrifices, then this is Ainul Kufran. It is the height and it is that he hasn't appreciated the ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. Because whatever a person has got is nothing at all from him. It is the sole gift of Allah Ta'ala. And even if it is taken because of his mujahada he got this position, his hard work and his sacrifices, even that, who gave him the tawfiq of that hard work and sacrifice? That is also only from Allah Ta'ala. Otherwise man himself just wants ease and comfort. He doesn't want to work hard, he doesn't want to study hard, he doesn't want to make sacrifices. So even if he did that, that is also only from Allah Ta'ala. And in any case, so this is a lesson which Allah is teaching us, that whatever ni'mat we have, never think that I deserve it and it is my right. For example, even the ni'mat of our eyes and of our speech, our mind which is in order, our body which is functioning, is not our birthright. If Allah wished to, He could have let us be born blind. If Allah wished to, He could have made let us be bad. Our mind should not be functioning properly. All these are solely the ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala. So Allah wants to cultivate this quality in His servants, that whatever we have, we should understand and realize that it is solely a ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. And not when we have got that ni'mat that we think it is my hard work. I came up in life like this. I had nothing. My father left me with nothing. He left me with debts. I worked hard. It is my knowledge, it is my IQ that I worked myself up in life, and today I am where I am. It is nothing of our side. This is a very important point which Allah Ta'ala has made, that in, even in our dini life, even in our dunya's life, whatever we have, we must know that it is only from Allah, and that it, that whatever we have done is also from Allah, and it is not because of that. There are many people who worked very hard, who made lot of sacrifices, and in spite of that, yet they lost everything. They had many people who were left with great inheritance also, but they worked hard on it also, but they lost everything. So it is nothing from our side. Everything is from Allah, and that is what Allah wants from a banda. When Allah tests him and gives him his ni'mat, then also he must realize and make shukr to Allah. More he must turn to Allah and never ascribe it to himself, to any of his efforts or anything, but that it is just a ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. This is one great test which we all go through all the time. So the lesson is that we must know that if every condition is from Allah, these good conditions also are from Allah, and we must be thankful to Him. May Allah Ta'ala bless us with this, and not by our words nor by our actions that we demand our rights and we feel that I deserve this and I am in a position for this, but that it is only a gift from Allah, and we have to look after that ni'mat also. Don't abuse it. Otherwise, as explained in the next ayat, when Allah takes away his ni'mat, then a person is faced with another condition. May Allah protect us. Be thankful to Allah and correct our aqidah, our beliefs that every good is solely and only from Allah Ta'ala. Allah.